Hey everybody, Rob here from the Gregory Dickauer content team. I just wanted to give you a quick shout before we dive into today's episode. This comes from a live stream, what you're about to hear from one of the Daily Bread live streams that Gregory Dickauer does on Facebook. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't been experiencing these, you might not be following on Facebook. So I want to encourage you to do that. If you're not currently following the Gregory Dickauer Facebook page, you're missing out on a lot of content, all of his live streams, as well as his message content, and also some short little video clips that you can watch and share with your friends and all that good stuff. So make sure you check out the page, and today's episode is really going to encourage you. He talks all about your value and really, really good stuff. I know you're going to enjoy. Check it out.
Welcome to the Gregory Dickauer Podcast.
What I want to say to you guys is yesterday I shared about your worth and your value, and I told you I'd pick up where I left off. So let me do that real quick, because I think you'll really be blessed by this. So let me read you the verse that I took this truth from in Matthew chapter 13, verse 45 and 46. Jesus says in verse 45, again, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful, beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Not only is this just such a beautiful parable, such a beautiful, Jesus' words and his brilliance and his thoughts are just, they blow my mind. But so often people have taken the scripture to mean that we're the merchant, and we're seeking beautiful pearls, and when we finally find Jesus, we go and sell everything we have to buy Jesus. But the reality is, Jesus isn't for sale. We're not the ones capable of finding the beautiful pearl. Jesus is the one that seeks and finds us. For the Son of God came to seek and to save that which was lost. So you are the object of God's love. You are the object of God's desire. You are the object. Like, if we could get a hold of this, I'm telling you, man, Barbara, I'm telling you, Irma, I'm telling you, Joshua, I'm telling you, Rachel, I'm telling you, Abiding in Glory, I'm telling you, Marlon, you guys, Jesus is the one that redeemed us. We didn't redeem him with everything we had. He redeemed us with everything he had. So whatever you've been taught about this parable that's different than this, dismiss it, because the kingdom of heaven does not start with us finding something. The kingdom of heaven starts with God seeking for us. And upon finding a beautiful pearl, which is you, when he found one pearl of great price, that shows how he values every human life. He went and sold all that he had and bought it. Wow. He redeemed us. He bought us. Jesus paid to have you. You know, religion tells you you're miserable, you're a wretch that saved a wretch like me. We say that. We sing that, and I get it. Like, we were sinners. We were separated from God. We were lost. We were, you know, we were born of Adam and Eve's sin. We were sinners. We were enemies of God because we didn't know him. We were children of the devil before Adam created us as children of the devil. He made us children of Lucifer, children of Satan, because he bowed his knee to Satan, and Satan became the God of this world's system. And then Jesus came and bought us back. Remember, God gave the world to Adam and Eve. But when Adam and Eve sinned, they surrendered the world and the world system and the dominion of the world to Satan. And then Satan controlled the world. That's why when God and Satan are talking in the book of Job, God doesn't give Satan permission to smite Job. God says he's under your control. He always has been. That's, you see, religion has lied to us about how it happened. God gave the authority and dominion of the world to mankind, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve bowed their knee to Satan when he said, if you obey, if you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you're gonna die. At that point, they submitted or they acquiesced the authority of the world to Satan, and Satan controlled the world all throughout that period of time until Jesus came. And Jesus says, after he died and went down, it says he took the keys of hell and death, and he took the authority of the world back by purchasing it with his blood. He bought us back from Satan. He didn't pay Satan, but he paid justice. He paid what was righteous. He paid what was necessary. He purchased us from sin, from the devil, redeemed us, bought us back, and then gave us authority back the way that Adam and Eve had to begin with. So now we share in Christ's authority in this life. And he has seated us with him in heavenly places. Wow. But the reason why he came to get you is not because you were such a miserable wretch. The reason he came to come and get you is because you're made in his image. And he didn't want his pearls of great price to be owned by the devil anymore. So Jesus comes to the earth, and as it says here in verse 45 and 46, he found you as a beautiful pearl. He went and sold all that he had, and he bought you back. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Woo! Googly gook, as Grady put it on Sanford and Son back in the day. So, how much worth do you have? What is a man worth? According to the Bible, he is worth more than sparrows, Matthew 10. He's worth more than sheep, Matthew 12. He's worth more than oxes or animals, Luke 11, 13 through 17. He's worth more than the combined wealth of the world, mankind, Matthew chapter 16. When the Bible says in Mark chapter 8, I think it is, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? What God is telling us there is that if you could pile up all the wealth in the entire world, your soul is still far more valuable than all the wealth in the world. That's why he says, what would it profit you to gain the whole world and forfeit your soul? He's establishing the fact that our soul has more value and worth more than all the wealth of the world. Hey, you parents that have kids, what would it take to buy your kid from you? If anybody could offer you, say, here's the whole world, you can be in control of the whole world, but you got to sacrifice your child. No parent in their right mind in your wrong mind, maybe on a bad day, maybe, but no parent in their right mind would trade their child for any amount of money in this world. Why? Because that's how valuable your child is to you. And you are an imperfect human being, and your child is so valuable to you. And yet, the way God looks at you, a sinful parent looks at a sinful child and wouldn't trade their child for the entire world. Our Heavenly Father, with no sin in him, sees you and me and traded the whole world and was willing to risk everything just to get a chance at having you back. You see how important you are to God? This isn't a cause for you to become arrogant. This is a cause for you to fall on your knees in such gratitude for how much Jesus values you and how much he loves you and how much he did for you and how much he did for me. Like, I'm ruined for religion. I'll never be a religious person again. I experienced some of that, all the bondage of having to try to be holy enough and to pray enough and to do enough. None of that is necessary to have a relationship with God. He saved you. He rescued you. He rescued me. He loved me. Don't you think God's smart? Don't you think he's smart enough that if you would have been less valuable, don't you think he would have paid a smaller price for you? Like, wouldn't the blood of an animal or the blood of a goat, the blood of a lamb, the blood of a cow, wouldn't that have been enough? No, it wouldn't have been enough. You know why? Because you're worth more than that. So guess what? God, in his infinite wisdom and grace, traded and paid for you with the only thing that equaled the value that you had in his mind. And that's Jesus. Jesus was the price the Father paid to have you. This sense of worth and value is what will change your life, and it is what will change your attitude towards other human beings. And you will have so much respect, not fear of other human beings, but you'll have so much respect, so much empathy, so much kindness, so much patience when you know how valuable you are. Then you'll realize how valuable every other human being is, because Jesus traded his life for them too. It's the most precious, most powerful truth that has ever existed in this universe. Your worth and value to God and the price he paid to bring you back into his family. When you know your value, worry will leave your life. When you know your value, anxiety will stop. Why would he withhold peace from you since he gave you Jesus? Why would he withhold the answer that you need? When you understand your value, self-worth produces net worth. In other words, when you realize how valuable you are, you'll be able to start a business. You'll be able to go to work with your head up and with confidence and with a sense of my life has meaning and significance, and I'm contributing to this world to make it a better place and to make it a better world. Your worth, when your sense of worth grows, your sense of what you're capable of grows. And this is why shame is so evil, because shame is the opposite of worth. Shame is the source of all failure. A sense of worth and value is the source of all success when you realize how valuable you are. So many possibilities emerge out of your sense of worth and value. Not because you have a talent. Your worth doesn't come because you have a talent to play in the NBA, or you have a talent to play an instrument, or you have the talent to record a record, or you have the talent to be an actor, or a singer, or a business person, or a doctor, or anything. your value doesn't come from what you contribute to society. Your value comes from God and Him paying for you and establishing the price. You're equal to His Son now, because you are His son and daughter in Christ. Not equal in holiness, because He never sinned, but equal in worth and value. Hey, I hope this encourages you. It really is what my calling is all about, to introduce to you the real Jesus and introduce you to the real you. And I hope you feel that's happening. I love you guys. Lord, bless us indeed. Bless everyone here indeed. Enlarge their impact. Enlarge their sense of worth and value. And give them ideas. Give them inventions. Give them businesses. Give them success in everything that they do. Increase them supernaturally. And Lord, protect and preserve, heal the sick, bind up the wounded, give hope to the hopeless. This moment, this day, in Jesus' name,